Hi, everyone. I hope that everyone is having a really good night. I am. I'm home in my bed. And we all know what happens when I lay in my bed. And I thought I could just make another ramble with just me playing around, and I think that would still be fine, but if you'll indulge me, I'd like to tell you a story. It's not anything crazy, not a great story, but I'd like to share it anyway. And who knows? Maybe while I'm telling the story, spark some interest, make my hands wander. It's bound to happen. So, the story I'd like to share with you is the time where I went to a sex club and brought my partner with me. So I'd been here before, but it felt surreal going through the doors again. My partner hadn't been there though. It was his first time there. So they take him off on a standard here's all of our stuff tour, and I slip away to the ladies' room because I wasn't allowed to tag along because I had been here already. So my heart's already fluttering. I had brought something to change into, something just for tonight. The bathroom, you know, has little stalls you can get ready in without having to use the restroom. And so I took a breath. And I peeled off the clothes that I came in, and I put on the lingerie I had brought. It hugged my body in all the right places. Lace over skin, soft straps against my shoulders. I checked myself out in the mirror, I won't lie. I was trying to calm my nerves a little, and I looked good. I knew I looked good, but I still felt like I might vibrate on my skin. So when I was done, I went to find a little corner just to wait for my partner to be done. Somewhere in the low lighting where, you know, I could just perch and try to act casual and, you know, even though my insides were kind of doing somersaults. So, I was alone. And I'm very, very nervous when I'm alone like that. Especially with people coming up to me and saying I looked good and thanking them. So, I grabbed a buzz ball from my bag and cracked it open. Took one long sip of it, then another, and then I forgot I hadn't eaten, so the alcohol hits me so fast. It's warm in my belly and makes me just a little bit dizzy. Not too much, just enough to quiet everything buzzing under my skin. And then I saw him. He was coming out of the tour, looking around, like, he didn't know which way was up, and then he spotted me. That look he gave me was like the rest of the club didn't even exist. It was like I'm the only thing he saw. He smiles at me, you know, slow, a little stunned. And it hits me right in the fucking chest. And I'm like, oh, that's mine. That man is mine. And he's looking at me like, I'm worth a fucking fortune. He walks over, you know, and for a second I think he might say something clever or tease me, but all he does, you know, he just reaches for my hand and I take it. We wander around for a little bit, easing into the space, and there was this new wing since last time I had been, so it was bigger, it was more decadent. The music was thumping low and steady through the walls. It was like a heartbeat through the whole place. They used to have, on the dance floor, off to the side, they had like this station where a dom, male or female dom, would be teasing some lucky person who got in early enough to sign up for a spot. I never got to do it, and that was such a bummer, but that's okay. But it used to be kind of tucked to the side, and now in this new area, there were whole stalls, like at least three of them, one after another, curtains drawn back, just enough, you know, to reveal skin or a arched back or hands that were bound, gasps that were barely swallowed, you know. You'd hear the crack of leather and you'd see this gleaming metal, and we just lingered for a while. We watched a girl get flogged, slow, rhythmic, and her body was just blooming red under every impact. Another was bent over and she was whimpering like this desperate thing as someone was teasing her with something sharp. My partner leaned into my ear and like whispered something, and I don't even remember what he said. It was just the warmth of his breath and the weight of his gaze when he pulled back. Just anyway, we were talking to a couple that was standing nearby. They were sweet, funny, you know. I think one of them had a collar on that matched their partner's shoes or something. It was, you know, the details are kind of hazy since I was not entirely sober and also a little nervous still, but it felt like I was floating. But then I saw it. They had a booth for someone to decorate you with melted wax, and it was empty, and my stomach fucking flipped, and I just looked at my partner and asked him quietly if he'll, you know, wait for me while I go, and he nodded, didn't even hesitate, so he just gives me that fucking look again, like I'm something rare, you know. So the woman running the station asks me a few questions. We talk about limits and safety, and I nod and strip out of my top and lay on the bed onto, you know, this almost chiropractor's bed or something. And I vaguely remember my partner coming to sit down next to me so he could watch. And then they poured the wax for the first time, and it's warm. It's not, you know, scalding. It's just hot enough to make me gasp and make me feel it. She moved slow and deliberate. She was pouring wax in patterns, you know, swirls, lines, little just touches and pops of color, and the whole time I can feel his eyes on me. They never leave, not even once. I remember my eyes kind of rolling back at one point, and when I opened them, just the look on his face was like he wanted to hop on that table, and I just remember grinning at him. Every new drop of wax just sent tremors down my spine, and it's not just the wax, it was everything. It was the music, the heat of it, his eyes on me, others' eyes on me, because at that point, you know, others were watching. He looked at me like he was trying to memorize every reaction that I had, you know, every time my breath would catch and every time my fingers would flex against the bed. And after a little while, too soon really, it was over. And I felt so floaty and adorned, and I won't lie, she used, you know, safely used a knife to kind of scrape it off of me. And anyway, we were walking again after that, you know, no rush at all, just seeing the sights. We passed through what they called the movie room. That's, you know, what it's called, but it's not really about the films. It's like this dim, padded space where people just lounge and touch and tease while scenes play overhead. There's this low hum of bodies moving, some slow, some bold, you know. This girl was curled up in her partner's lap, whispering into his ear, and across the room was another who's trying to seduce her man on one of the stripper poles available. She was gorgeous and confident, swaying like she didn't care who's watching. Or, you know, it could have also been because everyone was watching. It was really cool and freeing. Like, permission to be hungry and holy and held all at once. Eventually, we found some side rooms and discovered that there were some Symbian machines. I hadn't used one before, but something about that night, about just the way he was looking at me, the way I still felt just branded by that wax and dizzy from wanting him. I don't know what it was, but I asked him to do it with me. There's, you know, three options when you go into a room like that. So you can leave it wide open for everyone and anyone to watch or join in. You can chain it, so it's kind of like saying you can look, but, you know, don't touch, don't come in. Or you can close it completely and let the world fall away. We chose the last one for that. The door clicks behind us, and just like that, it's quiet. Not soundless, you know, the bass is still pulsing faintly through the walls, but it's ours now. The intimacy was immediate. No distractions, just him, just me, just what about was to happen. The room is really small. It's dim. It smells faintly of leather and something sharp. I don't know, cleaning solution maybe, or anticipation. We don't speak much. We didn't need to. We set up the machine together. The Symbian kind of just sat like an altar, black mat with sleek edges and curved, unyielding shape between my legs. I climbed onto it slowly. My breath was already shaky. And when the silicone attachment pushed into me, I couldn't help it. I hissed and sucked air through my teeth as I settled down. It was already too much, and nothing was even moving yet. I handed him the remote. No hesitation. Just placed it in his palm and I whispered, "I want you to decide." Of course he does. He started slow. Barely a buzz. Just enough to make the tip of my head tip back and close my eyes. There's no cushion beneath me, no softness. Every tremor goes straight through me, just bone fucking deep. Like a current I couldn't even brace against. When I opened my eyes again, he's sitting in the chair across from me. Close. So close, but not nearly close enough. His eyes were just, they were locked on mine. Dark and hungry and almost reverent. I'd fucking kill to have him look at me like that again. He turned the knob just a little. My hips respond without asking my permission. I just grind down against it, chasing more. And then he starts teasing me. He was flicking the intensity up and down, making the rhythm unpredictable. Cruel in the best way. My breath gets ragged, my legs start to shake. I can actually hear myself over the music now, just soft moans spilling into the air. Shameless and wet and loud. I think I had a collar on at that point. I did, yeah. He had bought it for me that night. It was black, simple, and beautiful. It came with these matching cuffs, and he clipped them behind my back. Twisted the collar so the hook faced the back of my neck. It forced my hands behind me. It rendered me helpless in the best way. All I could do was rock and just take it and beg him. I begged him. I remember whispering. I just said, please, please use my mouth. And he didn't answer me at first. He just watched me. Watched me fall apart without even touching me, but then he stood. And when he slid into my mouth, I swear, something inside of me fucking snapped. My eyes went glassy. I could feel it. And I remember moaning as he did, and between my mouth and my body just vibrating. And I wondered what it felt like, because I knew the machine beneath me was making me vibrate all over, and I couldn't stop the mess I made of it. Sloppy. Desperate. Just starving for his finish. He didn't let go, though. Not yet. He used my face. Rough and purposeful, like I was the thing standing between him and some deep, desperate need, and he was going to fucking ruin me trying to reach it. And then a knock at the door. It barely registers, and a voice came through and said, "Time's up." I think he replied, maybe. I can't remember. I was drunk on buzzballs and just him by then. Drenched in noise and in need. We didn't stop. Not until the knock came later, harder, sharper, a little less patient this time. I laughed, you know, breathless, still shaky. We scrambled to clean the room. We're just laughing like teenagers, trying to make it look like we hadn't just wrecked it in the best kind of chaos. After that, we find one last room, a quieter one, a little more private, but still open. There's this four-poster bed in it, solid and dark. Cuffs hang on chains from the headboard and the footboard, gleaming under the low light. There's this curtain over the window and the door, a thin one, sheer enough to, you know, leave questions. We don't open it all the way, just a sliver, just enough. The door closes behind us with a click, and this man, he lays back on the bed like it's his throne, arms spread, gaze just locked on mine. The look on his face says it all. It just says, come and fucking get me. And I do. I sink to my knees between his legs and I just take him in my mouth again. This time there's no hesitation, no teasing, just need. Mine, his, all tangled together. I take him deep, slow, all the way to the hilt until my throat stretches and my eyes start to water. His hands come to my head, fingers just threading through my hair, guiding me in that perfect rhythm. He's groaning low by now, and the sound is nearly swallowed by the music in the hallway. Nearly. He's not gonna last very long, not like that, so he pulls me up, flips the script, lays me out. I think we use the ankle cuffs. I mean, I remember the clink of chain, you know, the way I couldn't move my legs the way I wanted to. The way I didn't want to. Not when he was like that. Focused and possessive. Just ready to take. And he did take. Hard and fast. Like he needed to. Like there was something sacred in claiming me again and again. I felt it every thrust, every gasp, every time his hands scrambled against the sheets just to hold on to something. I was vaguely aware of people walking past and pausing, peeking in. I didn't fucking care. Let them watch. Let them see who owns me. Let them see what I give him freely and completely and without shame. I struggled against the restraints and I fucking loved it. Loved the burn, the helplessness, the way my body gave in, even when it fought to stay upright. We didn't last long. Couldn't. Too much tension. Too much want. It had built all night and finally it broke. And so did we.